This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. Joining you, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And phones are open. You can bring up anything. In fact, all of a sudden, after almost no one on the line in the first hour, the phones just blew up during the news break there, including an international call that came in from a country code I did not recognize, but it is indeed from Ukraine. And Galina is on the line to start things out here this hour. Galina, where are you calling from in Ukraine, if you can say?
Yeah, I'm calling from Kharkiv.
And
Kharkiv is actually an eastern part of Ukraine.
Oh, Kharkiv with the K, with the letter K? Kharkiv?
Yeah, with the letter K. Yeah,
that is right near Donetsk and Luhansk, which are the two separatist areas that had apparently declared independence back in 2014. Tell us what you were calling about here tonight, if it wasn't obvious. I just want to give you the open floor here, please.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you some updates. So here, everything is dark. At night, no streets are light up, like everybody is under a lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
We're staying at home. Since yesterday morning, we are hearing some bombs burst, I guess, or maybe they're shooting from tanks. Not very close to me. Pretty far, I guess, at the border,
mm-hmm.
Not in the city yet, but everybody is kind of freaking out a bit. Not me, I'm just staying at home. At least nobody's having COVID anymore.
Right, now they're locking people down for an actual war in this case. Now, as I understand it, there is a curfew in place. Is that nationwide or is that just in the cities like Kyiv, or is there a curfew where you are?
We have a warrior state in here, over all of the country.
Mm-hmm.
The war techniques is coming closer to the border. And actually, Russia is invading not only from Russia, but also from Belarus.
Okay.
They attacked Kyiv and some other cities from Belarus. That was unexpected for many of us.
What do you can we go back to 2014 as far as there's a lot of talk from the Russian media that there was a coup that happened in Ukraine in 2014. Some people say the CIA, the American CIA, was involved in making that coup happen, setting into place, puppet dictator types or puppet presidents for the U.S. government. Can you, were you aware, paying attention to what was going on back in 2014, and can you comment on that?
Yeah, I remember. And can you say what is coup?
A coup. It's a takeover, a violent takeover from within the government another faction, typically.
Okay, yeah. So what we had in 2014, so I actually didn't know how it all started because, people voted for the president.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the people. We had that president for a couple of years. And then all of a sudden, they started to be unhappy with what he does, and they wanted to give him impeachment, and what they eventually did. And during that time, on the western part, eastern part of Ukraine, some techniques came from Russia, and people. Kind of it was shown to us as some people want to be independent from Ukraine.
You're talking about the Donetsk and Luhansk declaring independence?
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it, Donetsk and Luhansk. But Russia helped them because they have the kind of tanks that Ukraine didn't have, that Russia had.
Mm-hmm.
And but some people, they didn't want to be independent from Ukraine. As they saw the war coming, they fled to some other parts. And what happened with Crimea region, what happened with that? They also wanted to be independent,
mm-hmm.
some of the people, not all of them. But Russia helped them, and they are actually not part of Ukraine now. Like,
is Crimea considered its own country, or are they part of Russia now?
I actually don't know. No. They are a part of Russia.
It was?
Because I remember Putin was declaring, like, it's in 2014 or where they became Russia. Like, Russia is now taking their old region back. Like, we are having our Crimea region back to Russia with us as it always was. I remember they declared something like that.
What were you going to say, Chris?
Yeah, so as I understand it, the claim was separatists, Russian-backed separatists, invaded Crimea, and then they declared independence, and then that got folded into Russia. So it's part of Russia.
Part of Russia?
Yeah, as I understand it. Again, this is not recognized by the international community, but it is, well,
it's recognized by Russia.
It's effectively part of Russia again, and Russia obviously recognizes it as part of their territory now.
Do you think, yeah. Galina, as far as what happened with Donetsk and Luhansk in 2014, declaring independence, do you think that that was legitimate? Do you believe that the people, the majority of the people in those areas did want to separate from, or do want to separate from Ukraine?
I actually don't believe that the majority did want to separate.
Hmm.
Maybe it's just some small part, because, you know, I guess it's not how they how it's done. Like, if you want independence, you just, I don't know, write a letter into the government, something like that. I just don't know.
Well, they took a vote.
So many people died.
They took a vote, apparently, and they claimed that 89% voted, at least in Donetsk. I don't know about Luhansk, but
that was post-independence.
Well, no, they declared it, and they had an election on that May. So they declared it in April of 2014, and then they had a vote on it in May of 2014. But, of course, the other side says that the vote was illegitimate,
right.
And it was stacked with, you know, false ballots. And
right. It wasn't a vote under the Ukrainian government. It was under the new government.
Well, right. Like, you know, when we vote here in New Hampshire, whether the U.S. government acknowledges that is legitimate or not will be a whole other question. So ultimately, my curiosity is, Galina, do you think it was legitimate? And it sounds like you don't think that it was.
Yeah, I don't think it was.
Okay.
I don't think it was.
I mean, what's the definition of legitimate?
Uh-huh. Legal.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
So,
Galina, you're in Kharkiv, which is just sort of to the northwest of the Donbas province there. Are there a lot of Russian speakers where you live?
Yeah, most of people are Russian speakers.
Most of them.
Most of them, mm-hmm. Yeah. But actually, we have a lot of Russian speakers in Kyiv already.
Mm-hmm.
Like half Ukrainian, half Russian. But here, most of people are speaking Russian. But almost none of them, they really want to be with Russia. Like, they still stay, like, patriots of Ukraine. Like,
I see. So even though they speak Russia... Or Russian.
Yeah.
They speak Russian. That doesn't mean that they want to join Russia. It doesn't mean they want to be back under the rule of Putin. That's what you're saying.
But we speak English.
Yeah, that's
yeah. Good point. Galina, so as far as the invasion is concerned, the Russian media, Vladimir Putin, claiming that they're in there to quote unquote denazify the Ukrainian government. Do you believe that there are Nazis that are running the Ukrainian government?
No, that's crazy. Like, and also I've heard in some news that Putin said that Ukraine actually invaded Russia, and now Russia is coming here to pump us down.
Galina, I don't know if this is this phone call costing you an arm and a leg, or can we hold on to and keep you on for another segment?
No, it's not 5 minutes. I have like 3 minutes.
Okay, great. Hang on here. I want to see if we can keep Galena on. Anybody has a question for her, you can call in. And we're going to bring her back. She's calling us from Kharkiv in Ukraine, where it's probably...
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at FreeTalkLive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever is on your mind here. The phones are open, 603-283-6160. We are grateful to have a caller on the line here who is actually in Ukraine, calling from Kharkiv, which apparently is the second largest city in Ukraine, with about 1.4 million population. It has as many people living in its city as New Hampshire does, the entire state of New Hampshire. And so we're going to go back to her call and her thoughts. But, of course, your thoughts are welcome. Again, 603-283-6160. And I do want to let you know about Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has them. They've got a daily dispatch, which is a great way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. You can go to freedomswithanSphoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. We go back to Galina calling us from Kharkiv, kind of, you know, giving her perspective on what's been happening in Ukraine. We asked her about the 2014 coup, the takeover in the government, and the declarations of independence in the nearby regions of the states that have since, you know, supposedly declared themselves independent, the Donetsk and Luhansk republics now. And it was Putin who was claiming that he was not invading Ukraine so much as he was going in to defend these independent nations that he has now recognized.
You can tell he's defending them because he's dropping bombs on them.
Well, I think he would say that he's dropping bombs on military targets in other cities now in Ukraine to protect the interests of these independent nations. At least that's the official line. Now, Galina, you unfortunately are, you know, sitting there in the second most populated city there in Ukraine. Are you hiding? They're saying, the mainstream media is saying, people are hiding in basements because they're, you know, obviously concerned about bombs being dropped and that sort of thing. What is it like there right now for you?
So many people, they went to some other regions where they don't hear the burst. Really, lots of people, like, they packed suitcases, especially those who have children, and they just ran away. I am actually sitting in my apartment, but some people, they hide in the basements. That's true. Like, because I look what happens out of the window, and yesterday many people from the building, neighboring building, they went to the basement. And I'm not sure if it's a good idea because, you know, they say if the bomb drops on your building, then you're going to be buried under that building if you're in
basement. I don't know if there's a good place to, where's the best place to be if a bomb drops on your building? I suspect nowhere.
Someplace else.
Yeah, exactly.
Out to lunch.
There have been reports that the government gang there in the in Ukraine has refused to allow men up to age 60 to leave the country, because there's obviously a lot of people that are trying to exit into Poland and other surrounding areas to, you know, as refugees, essentially to get the hell out. But they're now apparently saying that the men are not allowed to leave. Do you believe that there is a draft? Is there a draft going on, or is that imminent? Is that coming soon?
I'm sure they could forbid some people to leave the country. That's true, because when it's wartime, the army needs men. And what was in 2014, they have this thing called mobilization, where they, when the army calls up all the people from 18 to 27 or 18 to 35 or maybe 18 to 65, it depends on the situation. And the husband of my sister, he went in 2014. He went to that kind of that war that they had. He returned alive, but some people did not.
And you say they call that mobilization. The word for that in your country is mobilization.
That means to mobilize. I don't know.
I understand that. I understand the word. Yeah, I totally get what you're saying. It's interesting, the different words. So in the United States, the term they use is the draft, and that's where they take people who previously had not been in the military, and they say, well, kid, you're in the military now. Here's a gun, and we're going to tell you what to do. And those of us who are freedom lovers, we oppose the draft. We, you know, even in the idea of wartime, people should be able to join voluntarily if that's something that that they want to do. What's the situation there with the internet right now? Has any internet connections been cut? I presume you're calling us over an internet connection right now. Do you have access to online?
I have access today. Yesterday morning, I woke up, got message from my coworker that we don't work today. Was thinking, all right, gonna have a nice quiet day at home. Opened my laptop and realized that there's no internet. But it got back till at night. It got back yesterday night. And tonight, today, I have internet. Everything is fine.
Okay, good.
And I'm calling you not from the internet, just from my mobile.
Oh, wow. Okay.
How
did you, are you a listener of Free Talk Live previously? Have you listened to this show for some time, or are you new to the program? What's your history with us?
Yeah, I was listening to your show, like, for a couple of years now. I started when it was, I guess, 2020, when the coronavirus...
LRN.FM. Yeah, I'm gonna just dump your call there for a moment. We have rules in the United States. The FCC doesn't let you say the S word. So most calls I would have to drop the call, but since you're pretty unusual, I definitely want to make sure we continue with you here. But yes, yeah, so you didn't believe in the coronavirus crackdowns, and so that's how you found the show. That's what you were trying to say, and so kudos to you for that. Guys, you've been listening pretty quietly here to Galena. Do you have questions for her that I didn't cover?
Yeah. I'm kind of curious about the denazification thing. Isn't the president of Ukraine Jewish?
I'm not sure. Nobody knows. A lot of people in Ukraine may be Jewish in some part of their genetics, but that's fine.
Okay, so it might be, that's interesting. So this might actually be propaganda from like the Western side, maybe.
So what? In Russia, there are lots of Jews as well. In Moscow.
I think I was aware of that.
Yeah, the mainstream media is definitely claiming he is Jewish. So
yeah, right.
That's definitely out there. Nobody, any questions for Galena?
No, I'm interested in listening.
Galena, what else did you want to share with our audience tonight?
Is Aria coming on air sometime?
Actually, yes. She is planning to be back. She had an operation. She had throat surgery and so was unable to actually speak for a number of weeks. She believes she is ready to return to the air, so we're going to have her back on Monday. Nobody, you're still welcome to join us on Monday night, so it'll be the three of us.
I wonder what it's like to be around Aria and she's not talking.
So, Galena, thank you for the call tonight. Feel free to continue to call us with updates from there in Ukraine. Definitely appreciate it, and feel free to call in on Monday when Ari is back with us. We got more coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
International hacking group Anonymous has declared a cyber war against Russia for invading Ukraine. The group of hackers took to Twitter and said most members are currently involved in an operation against the Russian Federation. They went on to say one of the main targets is the Russian government, while adding the private sector will most likely be targeted as well. The CDC is relaxing its mask guidance for communities at low risk of COVID-19 transmission. At a briefing on Friday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if there's any concern that people will take this to mean that the coronavirus pandemic is over in the United States.
There are still people dying every day of COVID. What we are trying to work towards is a period of time where we are where COVID is not disrupting our daily life.
USA Radio News. New inflation numbers are being released. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt has the details.
An inflation gauge that is closely monitored by the Federal Reserve jumped another 6.1% in January compared with 1 year ago. The latest evidence that Americans are enduring sharp price increases that will worsen as Russia continues to invade Ukraine. The figure reported by the Commerce Department was the largest year-over-year rise since 1982.
President Biden is introducing his nominee to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court.
My nominee for the United States Supreme Court is Judge Ketanji Jackson.
If confirmed, she would be the first black woman to serve on the high court. Biden promising that race would be his main prerequisite when it came to filling Justice Stephen Breyer's seat. Jackson is currently on D.C.'s federal appellate court. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham not happy with the pick, calling the candidate too far to the left. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything that you want. We're talking about Ukraine. We're talking with a Ukrainian just a few moments ago. And Galina had called in from Kharkiv, and hopefully we will continue to hear from her. Hopefully nothing bad will transpire in her vicinity. But it is the second largest city in all of Ukraine. So best wishes to her and anybody out there that's listening to us, and thank you for joining the show. The number again, 603-283-6160. Try to get a feel for the different sides, the different opinions, the different propaganda that is out there, because it is important, I think, to take in both sides and, you know, try to get some semblance of what the truth might be, because it's probably not either one side or the other. It's probably somewhere out there in between or something completely different. So your opinion.
Whatever the truth is, you're not going to get it from my government.
No doubt. So you're welcome to join us. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts here. We'll start out with Olivia, who's been waiting patiently in Arizona. Olivia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. That was a really awesome call by Galina. I hope she continues to call in, because it's really interesting to hear from a real person there.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets pretty tiresome to just have to rely on, you know, mainstream media and government propaganda.
Exactly. So, Galina, please continue to call. I love your calls. And also, nobody, I'm so excited to see you.
I think she said she's so excited to see you. Nobody.
Oh.
She cut off there a second.
It's good to hear your voice, too. I missed you when you weren't calling. And then, of course, I wasn't on for a while.
right, for like 9 months.
For a while, yeah. Like that. That was an understatement.
Olivia, do we lose you? Are you still there?
Yep, she got cut off.
Feel free to call back. We definitely did not hang up that line.
Oh, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you now. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Bonnie would read quotes by nobody. So this wasn't the same. I'm glad she did, but it wasn't the same.
Yeah, it was. It was nice having a little bit of nobody flavor in the show, though. So Bonnie did a real good job doing that research on those quotes.
I really appreciated her doing that.
Yeah, too. It was a really nice touch. What were you calling about, Olivia, tonight, besides, you know, welcoming nobody back?
Oh, I was calling about, you know, the same thing as everyone else, inflation. It's been really distressing going to the store and seeing the prices go up every time. And it's something that, like, I've talked about with everyone I've talked to. We're all saying the same thing, like, how is this, what are we supposed to do? And
buy crypto.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I don't know if it was yesterday, but Ian had talked about inflation just means they're printing more money.
That's right.
And I was just wondering, like, where is it all going? Because I haven't really seen any of it.
Yeah. You won't get much of it at all.
I mean, you got a little bit of it, or most people did. Inflation takes time to hit.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 years ago, when COVID started, they printed out like $750 million, or
it was like $2 trillion or something like that.
Yeah, well, they printed out like a fraction of a trillion, gave it to the American people. Then they printed out $3 trillion and handed it out to corporations.
Correct. Yeah.
And I was gonna say, wasn't it the politicians' buddies that they mostly handed it to?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
The medicine industrial complex, the military industrial complex.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah, the crumbs for us were just so we'd shut up while they paid off their buddies handsomely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't understand what their buddies are doing with it. They have more money than they could spend in 10
Well, they spend it. They're buying super yachts.
Yeah, they're buying things.
They're paying whoever's replaced Epstein.
Yeah, I mean, that money is likely being spent on things, and eventually it will trickle its way down into the rest of the economy, and thereby, you know, all of the prices tend to go up as a result of having more dollars chasing the same amount of goods. Or in the case of supply issues, you actually have more dollars chasing a smaller amount of goods
in
the country today, because there's just not enough logistics out there at the moment, because we had one trucker call in the other night saying that he doesn't want to work because they're lowering the rates on him.
Wow.
And so he's not willing to...
Wait, what?
It's contrary to what I've heard. I've heard that they're paying truckers through the nose these days, but this guy said the opposite was true, and that he said they're not offering him enough to come to work, so he's not bothering. He's going to go and join the convoy instead.
That's insane. You would think that they would be paying. Why? You know what's crazy is I'm paying more for shipping.
Mm-hmm.
So how is it that truckers are getting less?
I don't know.
Well,
it's just what he said.
I mean, they manipulate the economy a lot. Big business.
Somebody's got to be profiting, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, somebody is. Yeah. Well, the gas prices are going up, so
part of it's
more
going to
operate
gas. That
truck
makes sense.
And the supply chain issues, I don't think they're an accident.
No, definitely not.
Somebody wants that for some reason. I don't know what it is.
Mm. Olivia, did we answer your question?
That was a great answer. I had one other thing to say to your earlier caller, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
For not financial advice, I'm not a professional, but for his relatives who do the stock market, Nancy Tracker on Gab.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've heard about
What is it?
It follows Nancy Pelosi's husband's stock trade, and because she beats the market by like
right, because she's an insider.
Yeah, she does insider trading, but they don't prosecute her like they do some people.
Of course not. Hey, that's an interesting.
It's legal.
tip
for Congress to do insider trading.
Of course it is.
And they actually asked Nancy Pelosi about that, and she defended it. She said it's a free market, which, considering that she's a government official making it not free, is...
It's free for her.
That reminds me of the, she's free.
Yeah, that reminds me of the cops in Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. In one scene, one of the cops talks about how he feels free. He's free. And it's like, yeah, you might be, but the rest of us aren't. Thanks, Olivia, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go to... we got Chuck on the line in Washington State. Chuck, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
I'm kind of disappointed that I didn't get a chance to ask your caller from Ukraine a question I think that everybody would be interested in. My question for her would be, and I hope she's still listening and maybe she could call in and give us an account of the kind of preparation on the battlefield that she observed in her local community prior to the events that we're all talking about today. What I mean by that is, did she see Russian propagandist type of campaign activity out there on the streets prior to this assault that's occurring right now?
Mm.
I think it's a valid question. And I'll follow this up by a comment. I think that David Olson from New Mexico should tell everybody how he spells his last name, because I don't think he's a Jew.
Okay. Thanks for the call tonight, Chuck. Appreciate the question.
Well, I'd go find out if he's a Jew, but I'm paralyzed by not caring.
Dave Ridley is on the line from RidleyReport.com. Ridley, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I did something today that some people are kind of seem to be saying I maybe shouldn't have done. And that was I released a statement on behalf of NHExit.com, which is basically just me.
That's your website.
A statement related to the Ukraine crisis and New Hampshire independence.
All right. And what was it? You want to summarize it?
Yeah, a couple of points. First of all, yeah, I mean, obviously the Russian government, this is an all-out conventional warfare attack. Like, that's not done, except by, you know, it's not recently.
Yeah.
That's wildly excessive, whatever their legitimate grievances might be. The initial success of it is an indication that Washington cannot be relied on to protect New Hampshire. Because look how much they did, you know, they gifted them all these weapons, they did all this training, and...
Hold that thought, Ridley. I want you to continue. We'll flesh this out here in a discussion with Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com, the creator over at NHExit.com, which is different from NHExit.org, different from NHExit.us.
We're balkanized in our secession movement.
More coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts as well on Ukraine or whatever's on your mind. It's free time.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Bring up anything you want. That's 603-283-6160. We've been talking off and on tonight about Ukraine and Russia. We actually had a lady call in from Kharkiv, which is the second largest city in Ukraine. With you tonight, it's Ian, Nobody, and Chris. And coming up, I definitely want to get into something you brought in tonight, Chris, which is this Ruby on Rails thing, which is... Oh, sorry, you're muted accidentally there. Sorry.
Yeah, the developer.
Who's, I guess, you know, fairly well-known developer person. He has changed his opinion about Bitcoin in a big way.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that. And for good reasons, too.
Yeah.
So we'll get into it. That's on the way. But right now, we've got Dave Ridley. He's on the line with us from RidleyReport.com. And, Ridley, you are one of the creators over at NHExit.com. You made a statement today about Ukraine, and you were kind of getting into that with us. Can you kind of recap for our listeners just tuning in?
Yeah, first thing, you know, the Russian reaction is excessive, way excessive, mm-hmm. completely wrong. The initial success of it is an indication that Washington cannot protect New Hampshire because it obviously can't protect Ukraine. And the third thing, the Ukraine
and
government
Ukraine paid
has,
Biden a lot of money.
Ukraine Hunter has Biden, made yeah. the Ukraine has made the invasion practical by all its gun control laws. Mm. They only have seven guns in the hands of civilians per 100 persons.
Wow.
That's compared to probably about 130 in New Hampshire per 100. It's 120, I think, on
Wait,
average.
It's 130 per 100 people in New Hampshire. Is that what you just said?
Roughly. It's 120.
All right. Somebody's going to have some spares.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Now, to their credit, the Ukrainian government figured this out at the last minute and has finally authorized all its people, I think, to be armed pretty much wherever they go.
Sure, but they're also going to draft the males into the military.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like they care about freedom. They just care about protecting their government.
Up until this week, according to Wikipedia, they were not allowing fighting age males to have firearms, basically, as best I could tell, unless they were in the military. So, but of course, again, it's so complicated. Washington has provoked Moscow by moving NATO closer and closer to Moscow's border, which they have reason to be scared. Joe Biden just said this thing that was ridiculous. He said, quote, Putin chose this war, and now he and his country will bear the consequences, unquote, which just blew his opportunity to help divide Putin from the Russian people. He was just throwing the Russian people into the fire as though they were all guilty for this, which they are absolutely not.
They're the ones who are going to be suffering under these sanctions.
Yeah, this, you know, this kind of reminds me about your New Hampshire comment. Yeah, it's like, you know, whether the government is going to protect New Hampshire, they're not going to protect me, right? I think that's kind of what you have to remember about this. Russia, you know, Russia's not going to protect its citizens. It's going to protect its in governmental interest.
Yeah, it's going to protect military bases, government buildings, and politicians' houses.
Yeah.
They killed a million people in Iraq because Iraq was ruled by the wrong tyrant. Those people didn't have any choice that they killed. I've got a happy thought for you, though, Dave. I wanted to share it with you. Just before the raid, I had finished downloading your entire video collection from YouTube onto my onto my 3-terabyte drive, and so somewhere at the FBI, some poor bastard is listening to every word you ever published, and I'm waiting for him to show up in New Hampshire and go,
"Say sorry.
All right, I changed my mind."
Thanks, Rich. I hadn't forgotten that you'd done it. I told quite a few people that you did that. And yeah, with any luck, that will actually survive their archiving process, and someday it'll come back. And there are other sort of crude archives of it too. So it's not all going to be lost when they come for all of the things we've said. But I did have one other thing is, you know, it's important to have solutions, and the suggested solution I have is for New Hampshire to peaceably declare independence from the U.S., as it was already planning on doing, that has a side effect of taking us off the nuclear target list. But we keep faith with the current allies that New Hampshire has by giving them a chance to remain allies with New Hampshire, by saying, okay, you have the chance to remain allies with us if you eliminate your gun control laws. you don't expect us to tax our people to help you, but then we can stay allies. But man, tell you what, we should never be allied again with another nation that controls its people's guns.
I say free trade with all nations and tangling alliances with none.
Good advice. Hey, Ridley, thanks for the call tonight.
Yeah,
go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, yeah, starting from scratch, of course, that would be fine. But right now, if New Hampshire were right now to like just turn its back on Europe or declare neutrality, that would be perceived as backstabbing and as helping the Russians. And so I think there has to be an untangling process.
Huh.
Why would it be?
Well, there's a lot of distance between us and the Russians.
I don't know if it would be presumed.
For which I am very pleased.
New Hampshire would have the same allies as upon secession from the United States. I don't see any reason to presume that we're just going to take the list from the U.S. government and say, "All right, well, these are our allies and these aren't." Yeah. And I think that we would have a clean slate immediately upon independence.
I don't think we'd have any allies, to be honest.
Yeah, we would have to work for
it. Like imagining.
Sorry,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
We would have to work for any kind of international recognition.
Yeah.
And that we wouldn't just be able to knock on their door and say, "Hey, buddy," you know, we'd have to ask real nice like and say, "Hey," you know.
It's one thing for people to trade with us, it's another thing to recognize us officially.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's likely the world would just take this off of our agenda and make it easy for us by refusing to comply with these demands. No problem. We can be independent and neutral. No problem in that case. But imagine, you know, if you were to transport yourself back to 1939 and pick that moment, right? Like or 1942, to pick that moment to separate from the United States and try and reorganize the defense right in the middle of a war. It's very difficult to do that without being perceived as the backstabber helping the bigger aggressor like Russia is right now.
thank you for the call tonight, Dave. I appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Your thoughts are welcome. We go to Tom, calling us from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Tom.
Wednesday evening, the Hudson Police Station was open house. They were giving tours because there's a ballot question for the town's voters on renovations and how to remodel the place for you know, more space. And so I went there and I asked a couple of questions while I was in a guided tour group. And you know, they're explaining what the proposed renovations would be, and mm-hmm. you know, you give them a tour, and then voters will know when they go to vote on March 8th. Now, they used to have just one detective division years ago when the joint was first built, and they're saying now there's three divisions, and one of them is the narcotics detective division, and they're going to be assigned their own room over here, and they're showing the map of the place.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the question, well, if they're short on space, why don't they just simply discontinue drug enforcement altogether, and
ooh.
Then they can use that space for crimes with victims?
Cause nice question.
Cocaine,
I like the way you think.
Any. And the enemy agent replied about other crimes. Because, you know, I mean, if you're using fentanyl, if you're using OxyContin, then you're going to be committing these other crimes. And instead of prosecuting you for those crimes that have a victim, they'd rather, I guess they'd rather prosecute you for the victimless crime of the peaceful action of abusing certain harmful drugs.
Yeah, they just want to make their job easier. That's why they outlaw. That's why we have these possession laws, right? It's because it's a lot easier to charge you with possession and get a conviction than it is to charge you with, like, an actual violent crime.
If OxyContin was as cheap as it would be without the war on drugs, which is about 50 cents a dose, then people wouldn't need to commit crimes for it any more than they need to commit crimes for cigarettes,
yeah.
which they rarely do. And furthermore, they'd probably be taking it enough that they were incapable to get off the couch and commit a crime.
Tom, did you have more highlights from the tour that you wanted to share?
Yeah.
All right, hang on. We'll continue here in moments. The number is 603-283-6160. Sounds like it was pretty entertaining with Tom along for the tour in that particular case. 603-283-6160. I bet they didn't expect those kind of questions. More coming up here. Kudos to him for being willing to ask them in the bowels of the beast. Hour 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.